Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
8:15, rainy Tuesday morning. It'll be rainy Tuesday, rainy Wednesday. Then it cools off a little bit. Sun comes back. Until then, be careful and slow down because ain't nobody going anywhere quickly today. And remember, by state law, when you have the wiper, windshield wipers on, you have to have your headlights on. I'm getting a lot of texts about that, so I thought I'd pass it along. Steve Geller joins us now, WWL Sports Director. Talk about the Saints. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Tommy. And for folks driving too, headlights, yes. Hazards, no, please. That, man, that just drives me insane.
All right, thanks for getting that out of the way as well, because I've been text on that too. So for, you know, you heard about Merry Christmas, right?
Yes.
All right, I came up with one that you can have. I'm going to give you this for free, and it's called the Saints Resurrection.
Oh, I like it, Tommy. Very good.
Yeah, thank you. Tell me what was the difference from what you hear, from what you see, being around a team. Why could such a difference be made in a week?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Obviously, the matchup was still a tight one against the Atlanta Falcons squad. The biggest difference for the Saints team this past game is they found the way to win instead of coughing up the lead. It was a little dicey at the end, but like I said, when you find a way to win, that's all that matters. And we heard leading up to this game all the little differences that Coach Rizzi had implemented to make people uncomfortable. And he's like, when you're in uncomfortable situations, you got to make people uncomfortable to find that change. Everything from, we heard, moving the locker rooms around, the players in the locker room, the practice schedule. And he mentioned even going into this week to find that same kind of energy. He's going to do a little tweaks here and there. Obviously, nothing as dramatic as moving guys in the locker room, but wanting to keep things fresh, keep the players on their toes. And I think a lot of it, unfortunately, under Dennis Allen was things got stale real quick in the losing skid. He didn't change anything, and that personality wasn't as boisterous as a Rizzi, and I feel like players kind of tuned out Allen's message. And obviously, you can't have that when you're the head coach. Love seeing the energy, the passion, that fight back from this team. But like I said, Coach Rizzi mentioned the fact that's his biggest challenge going into this week, to maintain that kind of edge going into practice this week, leading up to Sunday's game against the Browns.
You know, years ago, I was working for a different company, and the company was sold, and we found out about it, and they fired the general manager, brought in somebody new. And the salespeople, I was in a management position at that point, the salespeople were there at 7 o'clock still working after the announcement had been made. And I said, y'all may as well go home because you've been evaluated for the last couple of months when all of this was in the works. So you're not going to change anything now. You were being evaluated when you didn't know about it. And I guess I thought about that with the change over to Coach Rizzi, because that eye in the sky, as the cliche goes, never lies. Every practice is recorded. What you put out on there on tape is your resume. And other teams look for it. They look who's taking a playoff. They can tell who's taking a playoff, who's not. But that being said, there was a difference in the team on Sunday, and that's what I'm having a hard time, I guess, reconciling in my mind, Steve, where the players know this, yet something like a change like that or just lockers or little things can make a difference.
Yeah, it is. You know, these guys get paid a ton of money. People will say that they should be motivated every game. For whatever reason, that definitely dropped off this season, even though it started out on a huge high with those first two wins. And then I think maybe a large part to blame on it is obviously those amount of injuries that piled up kind of helped to deaden the hopes and, you know, souls of players on this team when you see so many key guys going down. But like you mentioned, you're fighting every single day, every single week, every single game to maintain your status in the NFL. And hopefully players recognize that. I know the coaching staff sure does that. You know, what have you done for me lately, business? You hear the Cajun Cannon say that all the time. And going forward with this team now, are you going to be on the team next year or somewhere else? You mentioning the eye in the sky don't lie. That tape you're putting out now maybe can reconcile some of that bad footage you put out earlier this season. You can chalk it up to, you know, being under head coach Dennis Allen. And now, like you said, this revival under Rizzi hopefully can boost the team. And I'm not expecting them to win out. I think that's pretty ridiculous to think they can just put together wins the rest of the season. But I expect the team, obviously, to be competitive. Nobody's tanking for draft picks. That's I know a lot of fans are hoping the Saints just do that to keep their draft position in, like, the top 10. But I wouldn't expect anybody in the NFL to do that just because we mentioned the fact that you're fighting for your job every single week. And so is a guy like Coach Rizzi is trying to prove himself, not just to the Saints, to the rest of the NFL, that he can be a head coach.
Not to mention put yourself in a position to draft another Stanley Jean-Baptiste. I listened. See, I heard you call a cannon out on that on about three names in the NFL on Sunday. Let me take a break. We come back. Speaking of Sunday, if Younghoe Koo doesn't miss those three field goals, chances are we got it. Well, one was blocked, but we got a different storyline here. So we'll talk about what the Saints need to look at, what they need to clean up. We'll also talk about the Cleveland Browns. I guess Jameis Winston, the gift that keeps on giving. Coming back here, 504-260-1870. If you have any questions or comments for Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, talking about the Saints and their resurrection, 821 traffic now, WWL.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
8:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. Bobby Hebert on Sunday on the point after was talking about Marquez. How you say his name, Steve?
Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Saying that everybody in the NFL, if you had three names, you were a stud. And Steve said, what about Stanley Jean-Baptiste? And Bobby said, well, you got me there. So, see, I listen to y'all, and I appreciate it. Y'all do a hell of a job. Let's talk about again, a lot of stuff to clean up. If Younghoe Koo doesn't miss two and have one field goal blocked, it's a different game. And that, you talk about every now and then, you got to get lucky and you got to get a break. That in and of itself was a break. Alvin Kamara, Saints all-time leading rusher. I'm so glad that that drop pass didn't ruin his day, Saints' day. But all that did to me was prove that he's human. The man's a human being, right? We all are. Tell me about what they need to clean up this week for the Browns, and where you look to find where you look for the most improvement.
Yeah, I'm still looking at that run defense, Tommy. I feel like if maybe the Falcons just stayed more even committed to running the football, they might have come out victorious in this game. You saw them, Bijan Robinson rush for 116 yards, Tyler Allgeier 59, both averaging a little over 5 yards a carry. That's not going to be conducive, and surprised that they weren't, you know, sticking with it even more, considering the Saints' pass rush this game. I thought it was the most impressive maybe we've seen all season. They were able to get the Cousins, take them down 3 times, also got an interception off of him. He had a decent day passing, but nothing that was killing this team. The run game, though, is going to be an issue. When you look at the Cleveland Browns, they've obviously struggled this season, too. They've got Nick Chubb back, though. They got a guy in Jerome Ford that's dealt with some injuries. But two definitely capable backs you got to keep an eye out and be wary of. But, man, I got my wish, Tommy. I got to say, at the beginning of the year when I saw all the schedule come out, I wanted Jameis Winston to take over as the quarterback of the Browns, because I've been dying for this matchup. It does take a little luster of it, though, I think, with no Dennis Allen around.
Yeah, it is he is the gift that keeps on giving in terms of picks, let's face it. Let's talk about the McCoy. Is he coming back at center? Because I know they waived the guy they got from the Jets, Connor. What's his name?
Connor McGovern was waived. Yeah, I would expect maybe he ends up back on the practice squad for this team eventually, just because I thought he did a decent job in the absence and such a short notice. So we'll have to wait there. But obviously, when the Saints waived him yesterday, I think everybody kind of popped their heads up and, you know, things perked up even more, knowing that if you're doing this, it's pretty good indication that McCoy's ready to come back off of this injury. He sustained a groin issue, had surgery. He was doubtful going into the game last week, wasn't ready to go. But I think after a full week of practice this week, you could have, your starting center back in. That would be so wonderful to have your starting offensive linebacker from, you know, week three is when McCoy went down in the first series against the Eagles. And it just hasn't been the same continuity there. It hasn't been awful, but McCoy definitely helps boost that entire group so much more.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate your time and your efforts. Y'all do a great job. Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We come back, we're going to talk to Nicholas Mosca, Associate Professor of Diagnostic Sciences at the LSU Health School of Dentistry. We're going to talk about fluoridation in water and RFK Jr. and all of that stuff right now. Time for WWL First News. 847, 13 to 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Nicholas Mosca. Dr. Mosca, I presume. Is it Mosca or Mosca?
Mosca.
Because, you know what? Ian McNulty and I have that conversation always. The popular pronunciation is Mosca, but it's actually Mosca. Dr. Nicholas Mosca, Associate Professor of Diagnostic Sciences at the LSU Health School of Dentistry, talking about fluoridation in water and RFK Jr. And, Doctor, I played a soundbite earlier. I don't know if you heard it or not, from 60 years ago from the movie Dr. Strangelove, which I love, talked about fluoridation in water being a communist plot. I can remember as a kid growing up hearing about fluoridation in water and being a communist plot and wondering what the hell is all that about. But then I married a dental hygienist and I realized what fluoridation was and what it did. So with all that as background and context, take me through fluoridation in water, what it is, what it does, and all of that stuff from the scientific standpoint, please, if you would.
Sure. And, you know, since you mentioned the movie, it struck me that we also put iodine in salt, we put vitamin D in milk, and we put folic acid and niacin in breads and cereals. So I don't know why they picked on water, but anyway, so fluoride is a natural...
Wait, do you know, I don't know if at some point in your education, how fluoride, was it just like, well, there was the Red Scare going on at the time, and coincidentally enough, they started putting fluoride in the water, so people just automatically jumped to a conclusion or something? Do you know historically?
Yeah, I think timing is part of this. So fluoride, the benefit of fluoride for the teeth, to make teeth harder and resistant to tooth decay, was studied in the 1930s. And in 1945 in Michigan, the very first city began to adjust the amount of fluoride in the water to an optimal level to protect the teeth. The reason that, it was like wartime, right? And then the aftermath of that, it wasn't until the 1960s that companies started to put fluoride in toothpaste. So for a long period of time, fluoride was our primary preventive strategy to protect children, particularly against tooth decay. But what it does is it's a gas. It's a very active gas naturally, and it likes to react with other molecules. So it's in our soil. It's in food products. For example, black tea has a lot of fluoride in it. It just compounds, and it loves to compound with calcium in the crowns of our teeth, and that's what imparts that hardness.
So are there any negative aspects to fluoride? I guess it's like anything, be it an artificial sweetener or whatever. If you take too much of it, anything can be dangerous.
Well, when it was first discovered in the 30s, it was because high amounts of fluoride that were consumed as the teeth are developing. So this is in children that had consumed higher amounts of fluoride in their water. And that was naturally present in the water. You know, New Orleans, for example, is hard water, right, compared to soft, which means that we have more calcium and magnesium in our water. So in Colorado, they studied the teeth of children that had a brown stain on it. It's called mottled enamel. And that was the sign that that fluoride could cause that. And that is the most common side effect of ingesting too much. The teeth, however, were resistant to tooth decay. The children didn't have any cavities. And that was what kind of led to further research on it and eventually the adjusting of fluoride in water. You know, the optimal level, I should probably let everybody know this, the optimal level is 0.7 milligrams in a liter of water. And a liter has a million milligrams. So we're talking a very, very low amount in an optimally adjusted system. In comparison, toothpaste can have between 1 to 1.5 milligrams in a tube per gram in a tube of toothpaste. And most toothpaste tubes will have like over 150 grams. So the concentration is very, very, very high in the toothpaste compared to what is put in the water by the water operators that adjust their systems.
Has there been any credible evidence at all that fluoridation is harmful to people as it is found in the water supplies?
There have been, the National Research Foundation has done 5 studies over the years. Other countries have done studies, and they have found that the low amount that is put in the adjusted systems is safe. What is happening is, I think, two things. One is some of the research that has been done is misinterpreted or maybe intentionally biased in some way in its interpretation. So it could be either, right? And it could be just because people don't understand the study. So, for example, some of the studies that have found some more onerous side effects are called observational cross-sectional, which means a point in time, where they just collect something from a group of people. And so there have been some studies where they collected urine samples, and they tried to make an association that some of the people may have like a little bit lower IQ. But let me give you another example from research. Lung cancer. People smoke, and they have a higher risk of developing lung cancer. Well, people who smoke also tend to be in bars, and they may consume more alcohol than those that are at less risk. But we don't say that alcohol causes lung cancer. It's because those factors are present simultaneously. And maybe the tobacco kind of encourages the alcohol consumption or vice versa. So you have to be careful with cross-sectional studies. What you have to look for are causal studies. And they also need to be non-biased. So, for example, in health research, a causal study that's well-designed is blinded so that the investigators don't really know the people that, you know, the risk factors that people may have that could contribute to an outcome. And so you have to interpret the research well. And then the second thing is how these things kind of take off on social media, these tools, this technology. It has really kind of transformed our society. Somebody can have an opinion and others are circulating it as fact. And so I think you need to go to credible sources. For example, the American Academy of Pediatrics supports water fluoridation. American Dental Association, American Medical Association, and kind of ignore some of that noise that could just be, you know, onerous interpretation.
And I would think, as you know, the Sewage and Water Board here in New Orleans has a thing going on about checking your pipes to see if they're lead or not. Lead in the water would be more of a concern than fluoride. Accurate?
I agree. Yes.
Thank you.
Look at what happened in Mississippi. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Dr. Nicholas Mosca, Associate Professor of Diagnostic Sciences at the LSU Health of School of Dentistry. Leave the politics and science separate. Don't confuse the two. Just don't do stuff that's crazy. 855, 5 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.